soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolesithathu mhlazi lichome kuNkwenkwezi 2017 nguNtungameli Nkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
So njengeNoic board yeNoic le Ministry of Energy and Power Development yakuthatha khonoko yabona ukuthi kulungile ukuthi iNoic ikhathi ithuba isponse ama open heart surgeries lapha eParirenyatwa using the equipment ekhona within the country.
Kusungulwa isikhwama semali ezosetshenziswa ekwelapheni imikhuhlane yenhliziyo.
Lokhu kutshengisela ukuthi abantu baseZimbabwe bayafisa kakhulu ukuthi amabandla la aphikisayo uma engahlangana ukuze anelise ukuthi anqobe ukukhetho kungabe kuyinto eqakatheke kakhulu.
Abantu abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amane lanhlanu ekhulwini bathi bayawusekela umanyano wamabandla aphikisayo ngaphambilini kokhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi uhlelo lokuthuthukisa ezamabhizimusi olwezima state luyaphumelela. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Abenkampani yamafutha ezimota eNational Oil Infrastructure Company of Zimbabwe sebenikeze inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu lengxenye zamadola i-$350,000 kusikhwama esisanda kusungulwa esemali ezosetshenziswa ekwelapheni imikhuhlane yenhliziyo. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Abekhaya yakombi abafundela umsebenzi esibhedlela seParirenyatwa Group of Hospitals yibo abekade bebasuzulu emkhosini wokuphawula lesi sikhwama. Esemukela lolu sizo umphathi ntambo wezempilakahle lokulondolozwa kwabantwana uDr David Parirenyatwa ekhala ngokuthi ugatsha lwakhe luvele lutholiswa imali elulutshwana kakhulu.
The most important ministry in terms of looking at
ilona gatsha oluqakathekileyo nxa kukhangelwa kwezokulondolozwa kwempilakahle. Akekho ongazithemba ngempilo yabo kuze kuthi sebelesiqiniseko ngempilakahle yabo.
Umqondisi kuhlangothi lwezokhulumisana kunkampani yeNoic unkosikazi Vivian Mandizidza uveze ukuba lesi sikhwama sisungulwe ngemva kosizo abenkampani yakhe abalunikeze abantwana abayisikhombisa abayehlinzwa kwele India nyakenye. Abenkampani yakhe unkosikazi Mandizidza ethi sebakunanzelela ukuba kumqoka ukusiza isibhedlela seParirenyatwa ngemali ukuze abayabe betholakale ukuba balezifo zenhliziyo belatshwe elizweni hatshi phandle kwelizwe.
Kwaphuma indaba yokuthi lapha eParirenyatwa ikhona i-equipment ekwanisa ukusetshenziswa ukuthi benze ama-open heart surgery lawa ahanjelwa ngabantwana ukuya e-India. Kodwa indaba eyayingekho yi-funding ukuthi ama-surgeries lawa ayenze. So njengeNoic board yeNoic le Ministry of Energy and Power Development yakuthatha khonoko yabona ukuthi kulungile ukuthi iNoic ikhathi ithuba isponse ama open heart surgeries lapha eParirenyatwa using the equipment ekhona within the country.
Ukwelashwa kwabalezifo zenhliziyo ngendlela yokubahlinza uNkosikazi Mandizidza ethi kuzosiza ngendlela ezehlukeneyo.
Akusela need ukuthi abantu badinge imali ukuthi ekuhamba ngale India kumbe kwamanye ama countries. Esivili ngekuthi abantu abayenza ama surgeries la wona lawo baye befundisa abanye ama doctors abancane ukuthi bazava kwanisa ukwenza ama open heart surgery. Ngakusenzelwa ngaphandle that opportunity yabingekho kodwa lakhathe sesifundisa abanye ama doctors ukuthi kube lama doctors amaningi akwanisa ukwenza ama open heart surgery.
Enye yengcwethi kwezokwelapha ngokuhlinza abalezifo zenhliziyo uDr Mutshawira wamukele ngenjabulo ukubunjwa kwalesi sikhwama.
Ngijabule kakhulu. Abagulayo abana imali. Imali iyasiza abagulayo. Iyasiza ama surgeons and staff in retaining ama skills each, so that we further advance ama operations and physio.
Ziyakhalaza ingcwethi kwezokwelatshwa kwabalezifo zenhliziyo ukuba eleZimbabwe yilo lodwa ilizwe emhlubulweni wangezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika elilokhe lingelawo umtshina oqakathekileyo ekwelatshweni kwezifo zenhliziyo owe-cardiothoracic. Kubiza inkulungwane eziphakathi kwamane kusiya kweziyisithupha zamadola ukwelatshwa isifo senhliziyo kusiya ngokuthi kuyini okumele kwenziwe. Ngilele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Abantu abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amane lanhlano ekhulwini bathi bayawusekela umanyano wamabandla aphikisayo ngaphambilini kokhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Lokhu kuphume kuhlandla elitsha luphenyo olwenziwe inhlanganiso ye-Afrobarometer namuhla. Uphenyo lolu luveze njalo ukuthi abantu abafuna umanyano lo kakhulu ngabakobulawayo belandelwa ngabeHarare kuzobuya abeMathebeleland North. Abaningi emaphandleni bathi kabawufuni. Abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amathathu lasishiyagalombili ekhulwini bathe bazavotela ibandla leZANU-PF kukhetho oluzayo. Kwathi abalichumi lazithupha ekhulwini bathe bazavotela ibandla le-MDCT. Abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amabili ekhulwini ilane bayalile ukuveza ukuthi bazavotela liphi ibandla. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixhume incwadi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Dumisani Nkomo.
Lokhu kutshengisela ukuthi abantu baseZimbabwe bayafisa kakhulu ukuthi amabandla la aphikisayo uma engahlangana ukuze anelise ukuthi anqobe ukukhetho kungabe kuyinto eqakatheke kakhulu, ngoba nxa bencintisa kukhetho ebengamaphathi atshiyeneyo kuzaba nzima ukuthi banqobe ibandla elibusayo. Kodwa uma behlangana kuba lula ukuthi banqobe lakwezinda lapha kade bengadibanisa khona ivoti, bahlanganise ivoti leyana ukuze banqobe kukhetho. Ngoba nxa sikhangela ngo-2008 i-6% unalana kamakoni yiyo eyenza njalo ukuthi uMnumzana Mgabe awine kuma-election.
Abemaphandleni bakhanya bengawusekeli umanyano wamabandla aphikisayo lo, kungani ngokubona kwakho?
Nxa sikhangela esikhathini esiningi ivoti engani ilamaphathi amaningi iqinisa ingani si-split ivoti yasemadrobheni ikakhulu yengani iqinisa iba split. Kodwa emaphandleni sithola ukuthi ibandeli buseyizana uPV engani elama-supporta amaningi. Kodwa okunye nxa sikhangela emaphandleni siyathola njalo ukuthi abantu bayesaba njalo ukuthi bakhulume iqiniso. Ngoba sesaba ukuthi bangakhuluma iqiniso engxenye banganyamalala kumbe engxenye bangajeziswa. So nxa sikhangelisisa ukucubungula lokhu kuyamele sikhangele lakhona lokhu ukuthi emaphandleni kunzima ukuthi ukhulume umbono wakho.
Abayale ukuveza ukuthi bazavotela liphi ibandla bafika ku-24%. Ikwesaba yini lokho?
Lokhu kutshengisela ukuthi abantu besaba ukuthi batshengisele ukuthi basekela bani, basekela liphi ibandla lombusazwe kumbe elombangazwe. Nxa kuzafika abantu abafika inani engaba yi-24%, siyasitshengisela sibili kamhlophe ukuthi abantu basevalweni bayesaba. Singazi kumbe umnyama wangkhona ulempisi kumbe impisi ayikho. Kodwa abantu vele bayesaba impisi yangkhona. Impisi yangkhona bayazi ijayele ukuhlupha sibili ikakhulu ngesikhathi zokhetho.
Abathi kabasoze bavote bona bayi-11%, kuyini okungenziwa ukuhuga abantu labo ukuze bavote?
Bona zani kona loko ukumanyana kwamavandla aphikisanayo kuqakathekile lokho kuzahuga laba abangafisi ukuthi bevote. Okuqala lamabandla nalamela tshengisele ukuthi aqinisekile njalo alamaqhinga lamatshebo ukuthi alungise ezomkonomi eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo yingcwethi kwezombusazwe sixoxela ekobulawayo. Abenkampani yamandla kagesi eZimbabwe Electricity Transmission Distribution Company bathi balakho ukwenelisa ukuxhuma imitshina yamandla kagesi ezindlini ezingaba zinkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisificaminwembili 800,000 phansi kohlelo lwezim asset. Kubika unompumelelo Moyo.
Lokho kubikwe ngumanjinela omkhulu oweZimbabwe Electricity Transmission Distribution Company wobulawayo, umanjinela kwanele kanye othi inkampani yakhe isiyenelise ukuchuma imitshina yamandla kagetsi ezindlini ezizinkulungwane eziyisithupha i-600,000 ezweni phakathi kwezizinkulungwane ezithoba minwe mibili abamele bazixhume.
Okwakhathesi ikampani yethu siyenelisile ukuthi iconnecte 600,000 prepaid meters, okuyikuthi ama-meters ethu aconnecte ama-domestic users, sabuya sa-connecta ama-commercial points angadonsi ugesi oluningi.
Ukhanye utheba lodubo lokwebiwa kwencingo ezithwala amandla kagesi kunye namafutha ancedisa ukuhamba kwamandla kagesi.
Izikliwi ziyathengisa ke intambo zikazese endaweni ezijeneyo. Njalo thina abeZETDC sisebenzelana lamapolisa akahulumende. Njalo ke phakathi kwekampani yethu silawo amapolisa okuthiwa yi-loss control. Sibuye njalo sisebenzelane le-Delight and Touch, ikampani enkulu e-US phathisayo uma abantu bethe babona izigangi zitshontsha kucingo lukagetsi kumbe zitshontsha i-transformer oil.
Umnumzana Madonga Water uthe bona abakafakelwa imitshina ye-cash power kodwa sebazisiwe ukuba izafakwa kumalanga alandelayo ethi luhlelo oluhle ngoba usebenzisa amagetsi owabhadaleleyo kulabanye abalomkhuba omubi wokweba amandla kagetsi okusuka kuphazamise ezinye izindlu ngoba bona bayabe bewadonsa kakhulu.
Ukuba ukusebenzisa i-cash power kungcono kakhulu because ungasebenzisa i-cash power awutshontshela abanye i-vesta electricity because abanye bayabridge i-electricity ezindlini zabo. Isebenzisa kakhulu without limit because kuyakuhambelana lemali zethu ezisibhadelelayo e-vesta.
Kodwa umnumzana Joshua Mzaca Ngulube isakhamuzi sakobulawayo kavumelani lo wata ethi iyadula i-cash power njalo iningi labantu banezikwelede njalo abalamali yokuthenga ugesi ngakho ke ifake abantu engxakeni.
I-cash power ngamafeature nje singathi iyona ngwayo iyadula ngoba iningi labantu bakobulawayo bangabantu abakweledayo yona izesana leyo ngoba izisa ithenga esikhathi isimo senzima laphana ibithi ngasafinyelela ukuthi ifike emalokishini ithathe amamitha abantu ukuthi abantu bayisebenzisa okunganani yayiphonga ukugetsela abantu ngokuthola ukuthi abantu abaningi bakweleta ama-1,000 something abantu abaningi baphila nzima bakabalayo yona le imali yokuthi bathenga amagetsi akhona. So okungakutsho ukuthi i-cash power kathi sifaka engxakeni sifake ebunzimeni kakhulu.
Ugatsha lukahulumende olubona ngezokugaywa kwamandla kagesi baphakathi kokulungisisa imitshina egaya amandla kagesi eWange kunye naseCaribe noma nje ilizwe libhekane lezikwelede zamandla kagesi eSouth Africa. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Iqula labesifazana beZimbabwe abaseSouth Africa selibumbe inhlanganiso ejonge ukulwela amalungelo abo lokubaxhasa kunhlelo zamabhizimusi. Inhlanganiso ebizwa ngokuthi yiZim Imbokodo ithi inhloso yayo ikufeza amaphupho abomama bonke beZimbabwe okugoqela abaphandle kwelizwe labaselizweni. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapo.
Ngokuthoko zenkulu kubo mama beZimbabwe abeke hlangene eHillbrow eJohannesburg ngempela viki nemkhosini weke phulanga okusemthethweni inhlanganiso yeMbokodo. Umgcini hlalo walenhlanganiso unkosazana Victress Matutu utshela bebebuthene kulumkhosi ukuthi inhloso enkulu ngeyokuthi njengabo mama bekhande amacebo aza kwenza benelise ukusebenzisa loba yiwaphi amathuba abatholayo empilweni. Uthi inhlanganiso ifuna ukuxhasana labesifazane beZimbabwe kukho konke kukoqela kwezempilakahle, ezomendo, ezemfundo, ezamasiko, ezamabhizimusi, ezemisebenzi, ezemisebenzi yezandla, kanye lezamathalenta kulabo abalamathalenta abafuna ukuphila ngawo. Le nkulumo ethokozise iningi labesifazane abebekulo umcimbi. Bala wona ukoko wenhlelo zalihlanganiswa unkosazana Bruti Ndlovu utshela Studio 7 ukuthi kulabesifazane abaningi abasemazweni asebekhombise isifiso sokusungula ingatsha zeMbokodo emazweni abakuwo. Uthi kulo mcimbi omama bahle bathola ithuba lokukhangisa ngakho konke abakwenzayo.
Bathengisa into eziningi ezihlukeneyo, abanye ngabamatapawe, abanye ngamaforever living. Ndiyakusiza kusiza zonke singomama nanoma ngubani. Sina into esihlosileyo yikusizana singomama. Esinesifiso sokuthi singathola mhlawumbe ama-sponsor noma yini, sibe nama-project ngaphakathi. Sina bomama abaningi abangasebenziyo, abaningi bayazibulala ngenxa yokungasebenzi. So sifisa nje ukuthi sibaqoqe, sibe ndawonye, bakwazi ukusizakala.
Uniki esincube nabaculi bevangeli ocula umculo womdabu uhle wathola ithuba lokuzidingela abalandeli kulo mcimbi.
Abe kakhulu lana emcimbini weZimbokodo ngoba into abayenza umama inhle kakhulu. Ngibone futhi nako kuyathinta abanye abantu ezinhlizweni ngoba ngibona abanye bekhala, okutshengisa ukuthi izoba lusizo olukhulu kakhulu. Already seyiqale vele kwalosizo.
Abesilisa labo bebebaningi bezoxhasa ukusungulwa kwale nhlanganiso. Umnumzana Arnold Mayibonge Nkala wenhlanganiso yamasiko ebutho lenqama laye ubekulo umcimbi.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi bahlangana nomama. Into engichaza kakhulu ukuthi bonke umama esibabonileyo ngomama asebekhulile, okuchaza ukuthi ke uma bengaheha laba abancane bangene bazothula vele inhlangano evuthiweyo ezabafundisa ubumama. Siyazi ukuthi umama yena mayithuthuka umndeni wonke uyathuthuka.
Omunye ubaba weZimbabwe umnumzana Mlungisi Shabalala laye obekhona uthi omama nxa bengaphiwa amandla kwezomnotho lezo kukhokhela kungaphela inhlupho eziningi eZimbabwe.
Ziningi izinto abantwana abathe befike egola bazenza. Abanye banathi utshwala, abanye sebekuma-drugs. Abantwana liyabona ukuthi kuyarethwa kwenziwa zonke lezi zinto. Kodwa uma behlangana bebuzana bekhuzana bekhulumisana ngalezi zinto ngizizwa ngijabula kakhulu. Lathi uma nje sikhulumisana nabo baba sibusa ukuthi madoda asiphatheni kahle omakhosikazi ethu, asiphatheni kahle abantwana bethu abesifazane, asiphatheni kahle odade wethu.
Inhlanganiso yeZim Imbokodo ithi okwamanje isizaqala ukuhlala phansi izwisise inhlupho lendingeko zabomama asebengamalunga ale nhlanganiso, bese ke iqala umkhankaso wokubadingela uxhaso abaludingayo ukuze bafinyelele amaphupho abo. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg, South Africa, ngiwuBenedict Nhlapo.
Live Talk kuhlelo lwezizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwamanye amazwe sixoxa ngamabandla ezombusazwe abunjwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala phandle kwelizwe afuna ukuncedisa ukhetho luka-2018. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umnumzana Moon Jae-in osanda kethwa ukuba ngumongameli omutsha wele South Korea ufungiswe ukuqala umsebenzi lamhlanje wathi uzimisele ukukhulumisana le North Korea, ele China lele Melika ngodaba lezikhali ze nuclear ezilungiswa ilizwe le North Korea. Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump yena uxothe umsebenzi umqondisi ogatsha lwe-FBI umnumzana James Comey izolo wasolwa ngabaningi ukugoqela bebandla lakhe lama-Republicans. Uthi ubengaqhubi umsebenzi kuhle ngesikhathi kucutshungulwa ubudlelwano bukaTrump le-Russia. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu lwezizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwamanye amazwe sixoxa lomnumzana Khoso Nyathi ohlala kwele Botswana. Unyathi watholakala kulelo lizwe elecala lokweba kodwa uyalilandula leli cala. Wasegwetshelwa ukutshaywa ngemvubu eqolo okwamtshiya esehluleka ukuhamba njalo esesebenzisa inqola yokuhambisa i-wheelchair ngesiNgisi.
Botswana ngifike ngo-2009. Ngafikela kumalumami, umalumami atelijarata khona ngale woda ithethe umtswana. Ngafikela ngahlala kumalume, ngaqala ukusebenza ngahlala kumalume. Ngahlala from 2014. Ngabuyela futhi eZimbabwe. Ngahlala maybe komnyaka we-1 ngaphinde ngabuyela futhi kade ngumuntu adebuyela ehambe vuye olalolo. Manje ngihlala khona ngale kumalume.
Ungasitshela nje ngamafitshane ukuthi ubuhlala njani, uhlala kumalume, ubungasebenzi, kumbe ubusebenza njalo kwini kade kusenzakala empilweni yakho?
Eh, ngathi ngumuntu wokuqala ngifika kumalume nje kwenyanga eyodwa. Ngahlala nje ngingasebenzi, but after lapho ngaqala ukusebenza, ngathi ngisebenza eceleni esiningi ama-NGOs eceleni kwabana kwamalume. Waya ngabona sengisebenza nomalume esezikhapheni, nomalume athi ngiplumba, but wayesenza ikhapheni, so ngayevunza ikhapheni. Kodwa umuntu athi sisebenzela amatafula, ngithengisa ama-chest row. Yimpilo athi zimphila ngayo ukusebenzisa.
Manje kuyini kahle kahle okwenzakalayo ukuthi uze ugcine ubotshwa?
Ngizomcina mbotsha lapha ngangena kwenye i-crossfire lapha. Kulabanye abafana lapha babejontshe ama-generator, kwakungama-generator ama-water pump nala amanzi la okuthelela amanzi la. So abafana labana bathi bejontshe ama-generator lana yi-2. Ngalomnye athi ngamindoda omngane wami ohlala khona lapha ekuzweni sokwengi la, athi ngi-driver sasihamba imoto yakhe i-Honda Fit. So undoda lana wesitano wayedinga umuntu okuhaya, so mina ngadinga indoda lana imoto. So mina lesitano mina ngathi mina ngakunikeza imoto kuhambe ithatha kuphela xa ngabe abebhadale ntelenti. Sami thali imoto zabathwalela abafana labana babesiyafihla ama-generator lana kwenye indawo. So bathe sebebuyela okwesithuthu sebesiyajontsha futhi usile umuntu wakona kwamhayela kushi ukuthi ngeke babahambisayo. Yikubanjwa kwabo kwabana sebeqaza ukukhuluma ukuthi okuqala yimi ngabathwalelayo ngemota. So ngase ngaqaza ukungena kwalapho ku-crossfire, but azange ngitholakale lo lutsho lobusela kumbe njalo. Ngabe ungena nje kuphela ejele vela for.
Sizwa kuthiwa watshaywa kwabuhlungu uze ugcine ususehluleka ukuhamba. Ungasitshela ukuthi kwahamba njani?
Ebuthayeni kolapho kade ngangisentesiqalela amarive jese baletoke ngi-customer record. Kulangathi umpolisa nalo omunye walaba abambambayo ngehamba la from sisuka ikhefu yami ngaze yafika khona ngale. Yibo kanti umuntu wayeyishaya manje khona ngale, emshaya ngekhebuli yomtakazi. After kungishaya kolapho ngaba paralyze, manithatha bangihambisa esibhedlela. Eze ngivuvukile umzimba lo sesabeka vela ngikwazi kwakuyini. Kesifika esibhedlela ngale ngathiqala kwasifikela emaselini, yikho lapho waphuza khona. Salala emaselini ngenjalo ntize vukisendlela ngasakwanisa ekuthatha ngigijimisela esibhedlela. Udokotela wafuka abatshetha umuntu ovele iphuzile kakhulu kathi ngakwazi ukuthi ahambe. Vele bamblokile amalokuveni amavezi lokuchama nede ngichama ngetube vele olalongo. So bambhlokele imichamo le. Isayidi yona le ngapha yonke vele try kufakwa eskini iba mnyama vele ukuthi igazi alihambe. So bantata bangevala abantata banjikele ejele.
Sizwa kuthiwa wahambisa udaba lolu emthethwandaba. Kuhamba njani ngodaba lolu? Uzahlawulwa yini imali ngenxa yokutshaywa lokhu kwakwenziwayo?
Ye khona kukhanya njalo ukuthi ayingazi ukuthi kathi sihambane noma lelo yaleli umuntu angumoya uvelela khona eZimbabwe. So uyathe mele indaba lezi. So leke hamsi i-state notice ye-attorney general ye-30 days. So i-30 days yangikhona iwela lamhlanje njengoba namhla yiziphele. So angazi ukuthi after balapho bani ngokuzwa kami lami leke ngizizwa amahoaho ngami-kate meyabiza njena ngezi-15 this month ngemande. Okuya etoilet yangaphi vele ngilanto engikwamisayo.
Ukhoso Nyathi, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele Botswana, obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7, ludaba oluzisa usizi lolo. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, intatheli yethu uJoseph Njanji uxoxa lo captain weqembu leBantu Rovers uBukhosi Sibanda onguye osehluhle kanengi kusigaba sePremier Soccer League.
Iqembu leBantu Rovers lingabe liqhuba nzima kumidlalo yalonyaka yesigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League njengoba linqobe kabili phakathi kwemidlalo yesikhombisa, kodwa ukapten walo uBukhosi Sibanda yena utshaya kuzwele njengoba kunguye umgadli oselitshayele emambuleni kaningi emidlalweni yesidlalo yalonyaka. Umfoka Sibanda waziwa kakhulu ngegama elokusoma elithi Zakhu ulamagoli ayisikhombisa, njalo nguye obengumdlali wakuqala ukuhlohla kathathu emdlalweni owodwa lapho iqembu leBantu Rovers libhaxabula eleya dangi
7-2.
Uzakhu uzelwe mhla zingamashumi amabili lane kunyanga kaZibandlela ngomnyaka ka-1997, okutsho ukuba uleminyaka engamashumi amabili yokuzalwa. Umsekeli kamqeqetshi weqembu leBantu uJoseph Sibindi uthi lumdlali engabe esasengumfana, kodwa ubukhokheli Sipho wazalwa laso okokuthi akasoze yaphazamiswe yikubhalwa sekwenziwa zintatheli.
Naturally, leadership qualities.
Yeah, lumfana ubukhokheli wazalwa lapho. Uziphethe kahle njalo uyalalela nxa ecetshisa. Ah, sizazama lathi ukumphathisa ukuze aziphathe kahle nxa esenkwenzeni nalapho.
Uzakhu uthi isifiso sakhe yikuqhubekele phambili ehlohla, njalo ukunqoba abakwenze iqembu leyadanga amagoli amaningi kuzabapha isibindi njengeqembu. Uluhlu lwabadlali asebelitshayele emambuleni kwimidlalo yalonyaka yesigaba sePremier Soccer League luvezwa ukuba uBukhosi Sibanda ulamagoli ayisikhombisa ukuthi abamlandelayo ngabahlohle kathathu ababalisa u-Abasa Midu weqembu leCapes United, uDaniel Chakube weZPC Kariba, umkhokheli Dube weqembu leBulawayo City kanye loPrince Dube weqembu leHighlanders. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Zomuhle lingayikashana liyalandela uhlelo lwe Live Talk olivalelisayo ngontungameli Nkomo lila.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu, asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.